Lisa is a drag queen.
This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Out Radio. And that band was the Velvet Mafia. And their song, Mona Lisa Was a Drag Queen, came from their 1998 album, We Know Where You Live. This is going to be a little different first hour of Out Radio this month. Generally, I devote this show to fairly new music and slip in older music once in a while. But for part one, I'm going to do a tribute to the late Dean Johnson and catch you up with as much of his history as I can. And I get to include a short interview with him from 1998. So let's get the bio part out of the way so we can get to the music. Dean Johnson died in 2007 of what was determined to be a prescription drug overdose at age 45. But he'd been a fixture and icon on the New York City underground scene for 20 years. In the late 80s, he founded the weekly parties called Rock and Roll Fag Bar, and later founded Homocore, a monthly gay music showcase at CBGB's. Dean stood out in any crowd. He was 6'6" even without the heels. His music output was mainly with two bands, Dean and the Weenies and the Velvet Mafia, and we'll cover both. I started the segment with perhaps the most known song of the Velvet Mafia, Mona Lisa. But to be honest, most of their material could not be played on the radio at all. I'm going to go back first to the earliest songs I have by him. His Dean and the Weenies songs are quite rare. Here are both sides of the 12-inch single from 1987, Fuck You and Chicken.
baby. But don't let my infancy cause you alarm. I'll keep you happy as a fox on a poultry farm. 17, I'd be a little bit young, but he ain't too young to have a little bit of fun. When 17 is ready, willing and hung, he's chicken. I want chicken. I want a skinny wing, just a thing. Get him while he's in the spring.
Show!
band from 1988. That last one was called Conventions. By the way, the song Fuck You also made it to the soundtrack of the 1988 movie Mondo New York. Dean formed the band Dean and the Weenies in 1985, and it got great exposure right away, opening for the band Three Teens Kill Four and Bronski Beat. Next is a track I got from YouTube from a live concert in Dallas in 1989, where Dean and the Weenies sing one I don't believe they recorded, called One of the Girls.
I had a dude, he was a big, big dude from a big dude ranch out west. Once I had a man, he was a big, big man until I placed his manhood under arrest. He was a rough, tough son and he was walking tall until he took a look at me. He started to crawl. He used to be brave. He used to be bold. I made him my slave. Now he does what he's told. He used to be a king, but now I rule his world. Yeah, he used to be a man, but now he's one of the girls. A macho man from Kansas City. Now he's my girl and he's looking so pretty. I buy him lots of frilly little underwear. Now he's a Neutrogena junkie and he dyes his hair. A rough, tough son, walking tall. He took a look at me and then he started to crawl. He used to be brave, he used to be bold. I made him my slave. That's what he's told. He used to be a king, but now I rule his world. Yeah, he used to be a man, but now he's one of the girls. He giggles when he talks. He does my laundry. He darns my socks. He tries to please me every way that he can. I gotta dump this fool and find me a man. He was a rock star. They used to be brave, they used to be bold. I made him my slave, and now he does what he told. He used to be a king, but now I rule him. man. But now he's one of us.
Second track from 1992 was Death by a Go-Go. By 1996, Dean Johnson had gotten connected with a small New York City label called Trip Records, and I want to pause and comment on that label. I wish they had been more successful because their queer hearts were in the right place. Their plan was to issue quarterly audio zines called Sibilance, intended to give exposure to more offbeat queer artists. And the two volumes that actually got issued were indeed offbeat, with artists like Christian Johnson, David Marr, Wayne Newman, and many others, including Bafo Santana Jones, who produced the first Velvet Mafia album. And Volume 1 had the following delightful spoken word piece that is available nowhere else. It's called Girdle and is by Dean Johnson.
Now a few words about direct mail advertising.
I went to Kmart to buy a girdle because they just opened in the East Village and I figured it would be cheap. So they don't have a men's dressing room in the women's lingerie department. So I went into the women's room to change, and some woman comes running in all hysterical. She's like, wait, sir, you can't go in there without a ticket. So I got the ticket. I went into the dressing room. Another woman comes running up in a total panic. You know, she thinks that there's a man in the women's dressing room masturbating on the Jacqueline Smith collection, you know? So she's in a panic, but by then I have my clothes off, so they go get the manager, this very rotund black woman with a shellacked hairdo and a gold tooth in the front. She comes with me and says, sir, you cannot be in the women's dressing room. So I leaned over the top. I said, honey, this is the East Village, and I am not the last drag queen that's going to come in here to buy a girdle, okay? So what are you going to do when a sex change comes in here? Are you going to ask them if they've been castrated yet? Well, and if you can't tell if it's a man or a woman, are you going to check packages at the door? What are you going to do? You know, I said, you've got these commercials on TV with these big-ass bull dykes making Kmart look so gay-friendly, you know? And then I come in here, and I can't try on underwear. And I said, you know, transgender people need a supporting, feminine environment in which to try on their underwear. And this big black lady with the shellacked hairdo and the gold tooth, she looked up at me and she said, honey, you are absolutely right. You take your time in there, let me know what you need, and I will talk to the manager about our Christmas cards. So I bought a girdle. $16.99, I'll see you at Kmart tomorrow.
I just love that. In 1998, the new Dean Johnson band was called Velvet Mafia, and the album released was We Know Where You Live, which included our opening song, Mona Lisa, and these two. The song Velvet Mafia, and one I used to love hearing on Jimmy Carper's after-hours shows back then. Radio shows airing after midnight have a bit more leeway. Here's the very metaphorical song, Deli Boy.
Rich man, fake tan, hair club for men. I want fame, I want a name, I wanna be your boyfriend. You can tell by my stare, I'm feeling flirty. I can tell by your underwear that you're kinda dirty. Flabbing thighs and your breath is musty. I just close my eyes, this is how it must be if you wanna fuck. Stepping up to Fire Island with David Geffen. Out of my way,
Deli Boy and his salami. I told you there would be an interview with Dean Johnson, and I'm pleased to include it, as it's never been aired anywhere. It's from 1998 and was done by my audiophile co-producer, Chris Wilson. I did not become a producer for that show until 2001, but being the natural historian, I inherited all the taped interviews from the prior years. Audiophile was heard monthly on the radio news magazine This Way Out. And it's a short segment, and only about 30 seconds of an interview can actually be included. That leaves the full interview for us to enjoy. From 1998, Chris Wilson talks with Dean Johnson.
How would you describe yourself?
Well, the whole band is in drag. I mean, I'm a tall, bald man in a long evening gown, but my saxophone player is dressed like a priest, and my bass player is dressed like a Catholic schoolgirl. My drummer is Olympian Amy Van Dyke, and I've got a woman dressed as a man playing the guitar. So we're all doing different kind of drag statements, you know, and it's like musical theater, but it's disguised as a rock and roll band.
Tell us about some of the songs on the CD. I know the one, Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa is a drag queen. Well, you know, Art News did a big story back in the 80s where they had used a computer to match up Mona Lisa's facial structure with the structure of a portrait of Leonardo da Vinci he had done as an old man. And they found that it was an exact match. So they think that the portrait of Mona Lisa is actually Leonardo da Vinci painting himself as a woman. But that story didn't get a lot of attention, but it inspired me to write the song Mona Lisa as a Drag Queen.
How would you describe the musical genre of the band?
Ooh, that's a toughie, because we don't really follow any kind of musical trends. I'm kind of oblivious. It's rock and roll, and it's blues-oriented rock and roll, and it's dance music, sort of along the lines of the B-52s or Blondie.
So I always ask people to describe their music because I wouldn't be so presumptuous, but it sounded to me like a lot of stuff, the best stuff from back, you know, maybe early 80s or so.
Some of those songs were written in the early 80s. It took me that long to get this CD made. I've been working with some of this music for, oh God, 15 years now. So you could almost say I became retro in the process.
So who is your audience?
Well, we seem to appeal to everybody. You know, I look out and I see, I've had people, you know, senior citizens in the audience, and I've had Merchant Marines come up and tell me how much they love the show. And we seem to appeal to rednecks and punk rockers alike. So I don't think I can really limit my audience in that way.
I'm so glad Chris captured that. I did meet Dean Johnson briefly when I attended the Glam Awards in New York City in 1999, just long enough to get a photo of him, but I'm thankful for that. It wasn't until 2004 that Velvet Mafia released its second, and it turned out, last album. It was called Cheap But Not Free, and it was packed full of more music you would not have been able to hear on the radio, like its opening track, The Girl from Planet Muff.
This is the story of Planet Muff, a planet whose population was wiped out by a terrible yeast infection, save for one lone survivor who escaped to our planet aboard the Monistat 7. She was the girl from Planet Muff.
Yeah. from planet Mars. She came from planet Mars. She came from planet Mars. She came from planet Mars.
Number five. Number five. Chanel. For loving you, I know I'm going to hell. I'm looking good, but I'm not feeling so well. You make me feel like Coco Chanel. Uh-oh. To Mary Kay, you make me feel like Tammy Faye. Loving you, I know I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell.
After the girl from Planet Muff was Coco Chanel, and coming up are more adult subjects, the Big Johnson and testosterone. But first, here's a mental image I bet you didn't expect. As I was working on this show, I contacted a couple of folks trying to find out if there were Dean and the Weenies recordings I might not know about. Well, one of those folks let Dean's sister, Beth, know about the show I planned, and that started the two of us emailing on Facebook. She said he performed from the day he was born, and her favorite memories are from when they were growing up. Here's what she wrote me. We had a trailer in Maine we vacationed at when my parents were young and poor. We spent most of our time at the beach, but on rainy days, Dean would work us on our act like we were Cher in Vegas. Dean was always thinking of the next show we could put on. His fun encouragement is one of the things I miss most in his absence. I miss having a gay big brother. When we were kids, Dean used to pretend to be Gladys Knight, and my best friend Tammy and I were the Pips. When I think of him now, I imagine him on that midnight train to Georgia. Very nice. I'm so glad Beth Johnson shared that with me. And back to the music. As promised, here are the Big Johnson and Testosterone.
Sidewalk, hanging with your homies. Your boys are around and you pretend you don't know me. I see you on the corner, hanging on your girlfriend. But when I walk away, you're always checking out my rear end. You're fronting for your friends. You're praying they don't know that you're just a big Mary, that you're just a big Mo. You see a faggot coming and you make a big stink, like you're straight as an arrow. But you know what I think? I think you want it, you want it, you wanna get on it. You wanna get with it, you wanna come and get it. Knocking at my door, you walk in the room and your pants hit the floor. You say you don't make out, but then your tongue is in my mouth. You say you don't go down, and then your mouth hits out. You flash me a smile and you tell me you ain't gay, and it's the very first time you ever swung that way. But you're wrapped around my dick like a pair of Calvin Klein's. Get on your knees and you're shaking your behind. You want it, you want it, you wanna get on it, you wanna get with it, you wanna come and get it. The boys all sweat me, they all wanna get me. From Texas to Wisconsin, they love the Big Johnson.
Well, I don't know, but I heard him talk. Dean Johnson's got one fat ass cock. It's 3 feet long and 2 feet thick. Drag queen's got one hell of a dick. Boys line up from far near to get torpedoed in the rear. If you want it, get in line.
identity. If you're such a ladies' man, why you coming on to me? You're looking good, and I know that you know it. But what I got is bigger, and I know you want to blow it. You're swearing to God, I never did this before. But then you go down faster than a street-walking whore. Baby, it's all good. You can hide in your closet, cause you're just a sperm bank. Here comes my deposit. You want it. Johnson.
This is J.D. Doyle, and that wraps up the first hour of Out Radio for October. Thanks for putting up with my passion for giving exposure to underexposed artists and music. Come back for more new music on part two. The closing song is the last track from the Cheap But Not Free album, and even its title warns you of its wit. Here's Velvet Mafia and This Stud's For You.
You're thinking when you're looking at me, I can sense your curiosity, and I don't care if you're straight or queer. Things have a way of changing round here when you're running wild, running pretty, running in the streets of New York City, where it's easy come and easy go. So let's go, come right after the show. Tell the difference anyway. Come take a chance, come take a ride. We can come in the streets of the Lower East Side. We can do as we please by the light of day, till the sex police come and drag us away. Out on St. Mark's Place, and I'll let you sit on my-